Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey guys, and welcome to Brooks Babbles, the podcast where strategy meets soul through storytelling. I'm Brooke, a marketing consultant trying to balance business and motherhood while spreading light, love, and laughter. Thank you all for joining me today. The blog that this episode is based off of, which is also on my website, was actually written in my notes app the other day while I was making protein waffles, and my dog Lulu was staring up at me, hoping for me to drop one. And this was my reminder, once again, as a mom, I do things differently, and when I can, even if it's not while sitting at my desk. And I just also want to add in a little note here that my saying is, if you want something done, ask a mom to do it. Because yes, we have so many things that we're constantly juggling, but it can actually be our strength because we're the ones that will find a way to get it all done, some way, somehow. So let's get into it. This episode is titled Space for Grace, and originally it was going to be called Room for Grace, even though it sounded like it would be the name of a 90s sitcom or a trendy Denver bar. I was going to go with it until I decided that I liked rhymes better, so here we are with Space for Grace. So anyway, the other night I was spending some time with friends, and now I couldn't even tell you exactly what it was that I said, and that's just how insignificant it is that I already forgot about it. But anyway, I was beating myself up for saying something in an imperfect way. And this quickly took me down a spiral of worrying about what my friends thought. And I was being hard on myself for not thinking through every little thing that I said and how I said it. So as I battled my inner critic, a little voice in my heart challenged me to see things differently. Now, I want to add a note here that we often think about storytelling in the sense of stories that others have told us or that we have shared with others, but let me remind you that we are constantly telling ourselves stories about who we are, what others think, maybe even anxiously making up stories in our head about future things that we really have no way of knowing what's going to happen, but sometimes our brains like to stir up scary stories for us. So I just want to add that note as well, because storytelling is a part of our everyday life and something that we do all the time. So just a quick reminder to be mindful of the stories that you are telling yourself, and if you find them going a negative way, try to steer them back to a positive light, because we're all wonderful in our own way and sometimes we forget that. So let your wonderful creative storytelling brain be a positive influence on you and your self-perception. So anyway, instead of fixating on what I said wrong and catastrophizing how my friends must have judged me, this time I flipped the story from one based in fear and criticism to one of compassion and opportunity. What if I gave myself some grace? What if this time where I was imperfect, what if this is a time for me to grow in love and understanding? When we say things incorrectly or words fly out of our mouth quicker than we can catch them, that happens to me all the time, or our actions don't align with our values. This is what I call the space for grace, and the place where we can give ourselves some compassion, we can forgive others, and remember that our intentions are pure. And at least most of the time, I like to think that, at least in this instance, I know that whatever it was that I said, I wasn't trying to say anything maliciously. I think I just worded it wrong, or it sounded kind of funny. I don't even know what I was trying to say. Who knows? But anyway, the next time that someone says or does something that hurts us, or we're beating ourselves up for something, we can come back to the space for grace, because our own mistakes remind us to see the humanity in others when they make mistakes. And as a psychology nerd, I also want to add in a reminder about a concept called the fundamental attribution error, which is a cognitive bias where people tend to overemphasize internal factors like somebody's character and personality and underestimate external factors like circumstances when explaining the behavior of others. So in essence, it's the tendency to attribute someone's actions to their inherent disposition rather than considering situational influences. So just to kind of summarize that, it's the fundamental attribution error is where if somebody does something that hurts us, for example, we think, oh, well, this person must just be a mean person, instead of making it a, well, I'm stumbling over my words here. That's why it's called Brooks Babbles, right? Okay. Anyway, fundamental attribution error is the idea that people tend to just assume like, well, this person did something rude to me, that must mean that they're a jerk, for example, instead of taking into consideration that maybe they're under a lot of stress or they just got some horrible news or whatever it may be. So all of that to say, the next time you say or do something that you're not proud of, I mean, of course, be accountable for that. Check in with yourself and think about how you can do better next time. And, you know, make apologies to whoever it is that you need to make apologies to. But also take this concept into account. And the same goes for others. The next time someone cuts you off in traffic, remember that maybe it has less to do with them being a jerk, and perhaps maybe they have an emergency, their wife is in labor, or maybe they really need to use the restroom. So anyway, the spark that I want to leave you all with today, the takeaway, is to practice compassion, gentleness, and even forgiveness, both for yourself and for others. Because when you can offer it to yourself, it becomes easier to offer it to others. Make sure to subscribe for more sparks to light up your life and stay tuned for more. Thanks for joining me today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.